AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he is following through on a campaign promise to help people weighed down by student loan debt.
If you make under $125,000, you get $10,000 knocked off your student debt. If you make under $125,000 a year and you received a Pell Grant, you'll get an additional $10,000 knocked off that total, for a total of $20,000 relief.
Roughly 27 million borrowers who qualify for Pell Grants will be eligible to receive up to $20,000 in forgiveness under the president's plan. AP Education correspondent Colin Binkley reports this remains a thorny political challenge.
We could see even a lengthy legal challenge to it, which could delay the actual cancellation for some time. So whether the money actually gets erased before voters go to the polls is kind of up in the air.
Republicans say the president is selling out working families to appease the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. The White House says First Lady Jill Biden has again tested positive for the coronavirus. President Biden, who spent 3 days with his wife at their Rehoboth Beach, Delaware vacation home, continues to test negative. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces launched a rocket attack on a train station in central Ukraine on the embattled country's Independence Day, killing at least 15 people. The governor of Oklahoma has rejected clemency for James Coddington, who is facing execution this week, tomorrow, for the 1997 hammer killing of a man, despite a recommendation from the state's pardon and parole board that his life be spared. A psychologist who treated Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz when he was 8 years old testified Cruz was a peculiar child who had many behavioral and developmental issues. Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 murders in 2018 at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The trial is determining whether he'll be sentenced to death or life without parole. This is AP News. Israel's prime minister is telling President Biden to say no to a new nuclear deal with Iran.
Yair Lapid called the agreement a bad deal.
This is $100 billion a year that will be used to undermine stability in the Middle East and spread terror around the globe. This money will fund the Revolutionary Guards.
Lapid also said the U.S. and the West are quick to concede to Iranian demands.
The countries of the West draw a red line. The Iranians ignore it, and their end line move.
President Biden has been keen to revive a 2015 nuclear deal which offered sanctions relief to Iran in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear program. The original deal came apart under the Trump administration, which imposed sanctions with strong encouragement from Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
His family says NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Len Dawson has died. He won a Super Bowl with Kansas City. No cause of death was given. Len Dawson was 87. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. livewithchampion.com.